Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening, and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for joining me today. I am your host, Trinace. I am so happy to be with you in this new year of 2024. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we could all align our energies with the cosmos and the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress. Any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Allow this light to grow brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see the light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it moves in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, and allowing each and every breath to be deeper, cleansing, revitalizing, and rejuvenating. Allow the light to remove any blockages of energy within your lungs, allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through the heart and the lungs to be filled with healing, life-giving, bright white light. Carrying this force throughout your body to rejuvenate you, revitalize you, to heal you on every level. And now see the light as it continues to spread throughout your chest, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into the diaphragm in the stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deep breathing, digestion, assimilation, allowing for the energies to now flow deep into the small intestine, the large, activating healing within these organs of digestion and release, bringing this energy into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see the light as it passes into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of release and regeneration, allowing for an increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to allow you to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, harmonizing all of the systems of your body. Continue to see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth. Allow this energy to move deep, to ground you, to anchor you, to secure you to the energies of Mother Earth, allowing any excess energies to flow through these cords to be released to Mother Earth, to renew this energy, to recreate something with it, something beautiful. And now see the light as it fills your body completely. See this energy as it passes through the pores, the openings of your body. And now you are filled with brilliant healing white light, as well as now surrounded by it. Continue to see the light as it grows wider and brighter. And now you can see all of the colors of the rainbow within this light, all of the frequencies of healing that are needed for your mind, body, spirit complex. Continue to see this light as it fills the room, the space where you are, bringing all into balance, harmony, healing each and every person who passes through this energy. And now see it as it moves through the walls, the floor, the ceiling. Allow the energy to spread beyond the space where you are, moving deep into Mother Earth, grounding, healing, revitalizing, and rejuvenating the planet on which we live. See the light as it moves up through the ceiling, out into the air and the atmosphere that we breathe, cleansing, healing, and allowing each and every breath to give you renewed spirit, renewed energy, increasing you and your life force. And now see the light as it moves out upon the planet, through the waters, moving through any obstacles in its way, encompassing all living things, and allowing for all beings who want to participate in this light, love energy, to be a part of this energy, as we all collectively join together in our light and in our love. Allow this energy to now grow brighter and brighter with each and every one of us joining as one, removing the illusion of separation and being increased in our oneness. See this light as it continues to grow and move beyond our planet and out into our universe, extending out into the multiverse. Continuing to join with our light family as we are all increased in love and power and strength and health and abundance and all that is good. Allow our light to join us once again, to be reconnected wherever we are in any time, space, dimension, or multiverse, to be empowered, to be reconnected, to be reminded that we are one in our love and in our light, and we are Source. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Okay, so now we will continue our discussion on the body universe. And today we will look at the planet that we call Pluto. I will give you the frequency of this planet. So I hope you have a pen and paper ready so that you can start to work with this energy that is within you. The frequency of Pluto is 140.25 hertz. And again, this is one of the frequencies of Pluto, and it is the one that Spirit wants you to begin to work with. It is 140.25 hertz. Now, Pluto will move into Aquarius on the 20th of this month, and we are presently in January of 2024. Now, Aquarius represents the people. It represents many things. But as we are looking at the body universe, we're looking at Aquarius as representing the people. It is the state of our collective consciousness. Now, if I could give you two words to summarize the energy of Pluto, it would be death and rebirth in all of its forms. So we're looking at this energy that is within us. And we know that we are eternal beings, and there is no such thing as death in the sense as we know it today in our modern world. When we think of death, most people think of death, they think of the end of something. But we know that anytime there's a death, there's a rebirth. So we go through phases of energy, phases of transformations. And Pluto is the planet, is the energy that brings that home for us. It is the archetypal energy of rebirth, transformation. And in order to go through that, something must die. Something must die in order to be reborn. So the old us, the old idea of who we thought we were must die. And we must be reborn into a consciousness of transcendence, of evolution, of eternalness. That's who we are. So Pluto is known as the god of the underworld, but is less known for being the god of wealth and agriculture. Now, this is very strong from our Roman and Greek times on this planet, that Pluto was recognized as the god of wealth and agriculture. And it still stands true today, because if we look at the energies, the archetypal energies of Pluto, then the reason why the Romans and the Greeks saw this planet or energy form as the god of the underworld, as well as wealth and agriculture, is because everything that is in the unseen is part of the Plutonian energy. And so the earth itself is where everything is housed. This is where we plant our seeds. This is where our food grows from. So This is naturally connected to agriculture. And where do we find all of our wealth? Where do we find our gold and silver and all our amazing healing minerals? We find them within the earth. And so that is why Pluto is also known as the god of wealth. But you don't hear anyone speaking about this today. In our Western astrology, which is what seems to be very popular, there is a strong focus on the lower aspects of Pluto, and so everyone seems to only speak of this planet in terms of death and destruction. And you will hear the rebirth part, but it's very reinforced about the death and destruction. And so as you go out and you continue to study on your own, as I always encourage you to do, you will see that there are a lot of people speaking of this Pluto transit into Aquarius from a very negative standpoint. And I want to remind you that every planet has a lower and a higher state of being, levels of consciousness that they relate to within us. And so there are different octaves of everything. I am encouraging you to raise your own vibration so that you will be a frequency match to the higher octaves of Pluto. And you will embrace the transformation that this planet, this energy, is bringing to us. Now, it was also known to the ancients that when they personified the planets and gave them form and began to write stories about them and give them a form as if they were human like us, that this was a tool, it was a way to teach people about the energies, the archetypal energies. Those that were in the knowing, the wise, the ancients, they knew that these were energies and not people. But they take on a form throughout history as people. And so you are supposed to look at the characteristics of the personification of these planets and begin to learn about their characters, their energies. And depending on what civilization, society you were in, you saw these as different types of things. So in our time, presently, in the viewpoint that we have in Western astrology, Pluto is one of those planets that is always given a really bad rap, the same as Saturn and Mars. But remember, we're looking at the body universe. And so we understand that, we understand and we understand that all of this is a part of us. These are energies that dwell within us. They're archetypal energies that we project outward so that we can learn from them. So the energy of Pluto is moving into the sign of Aquarius. And Pluto symbolizes regeneration, transformation, and rebirth. Things get done with Pluto. When Pluto moves, you feel it. Everybody will feel it. Everybody is already feeling it. And a new approach and a new perspective is what Pluto is here to give you. So every time it moves through another sign, then it's in a sign from anywhere from 11 years to 24 years, because Pluto has that really weird elliptical way of moving around the sun. So it dips in and dips out, and sometimes it's in a sign for very little time, and other times there for 20-something years. Well, it will be in Aquarius for 20 years, approximately 20 years. So we have a long time to work with this energy. It is definitely one of those generational planets. And when you look at your astrological birth chart, you will be very interested in knowing where your Pluto is. Because wherever your Pluto is where you can be reborn. That is the energy where you can be reborn. And it's also a place that holds your wealth. It's also a place that holds your wealth. So for those of you who are interested in astrology, I am not an astrologer. I am not an astrologer. I have been taught by spirit. Everything I know, I have been taught by spirit. And spirit guides me to different information, books, ancient scripture, whatever it is, to just reinforce lessons they have given me. And they teach me the way to perceive these energies. Because if I was taught or trained by, there's wonderful astrologers out there. I'm not putting down astrology in any way, shape, or form. But I am saying that if I was taught by someone, then I would be conditioned to think a certain way. And so that is why when you hear me speak of certain things, you will hear me say them very differently than what is generally known among the people that study astrology, because I'm giving you the perspective of spirit, and it very much coincides with the perspective of our ancient wisdom teachings. So I love the way that they teach me to see things, because when I begin to study, I also see that it is very different from the viewpoints that people have today. And so to me, it's very refreshing, and I love that. But you have to really understand that we are living in a time of great change and transformation on our planet. And Pluto is all about helping you to make that transformation. And when it moves into the sign of Aquarius, Aquarius representing the people, this is bringing a great shift in the unconscious of the people on this planet. So everybody is going to go through this shift within them, because Pluto represents your unconscious, the parts of you that you are unaware of, the depths of you. And that is truly where your wealth is. The wealth of knowledge is there. Wealth of resources are there for you. It's all there for you to dig up and to research and look for it and to bring out of you. And so Pluto pushes us to look at things differently. It pushes us to evolve and to emerge once we go deep within ourselves with new outlooks for our lives. And so spirit shows me many things. And one of them is that our constellations that we move into represent states of consciousness. So we're moving into the age of Aquarius. We are now in the sign of Aquarius. And I shouldn't say we are now at this point in the sign of Aquarius, but we will be moving into Aquarius. So we are in this time of awakening, because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. And we talked about Uranus last week. And Uranus is also known as the Awakener, as well as Pluto. And they have different types of energies, but they work quite well together because they are very much about change and transformation and upheaval. Uranus shakes things up, and so does Pluto. So we're going to have a double shaking. This energy is all about move forward, shake off the old, release what no longer serves you, and move into your new power. But you're going to have to dive deep in order to find that part of you that Pluto is bringing to your conscious mind with the assistance of Uranus. So Pluto in esoteric astrology is a planet of transformation through love. Through love. Now, a lot of people won't look at Pluto in that way and say, wow, Pluto is a planet of love. But it is. And even if you look at the pictures of Pluto that they have on Google or wherever you go on online, there's a big heart on Pluto. A big white heart is on Pluto. It's amazing, right? When you see the picture, it's like, whoa, all right, that's a heart. You can't deny it. Pluto is all about transformation through love because it forces us to move into our hearts. It forces us, if we are going to transform, we must move through our hearts. And that's what Pluto helps us do. So we have the assistance of our ancients to help guide us through this time. And one of the groups of wisdom keepers that were on our planet in ancient times is the ancient Toltecs. And the ancient Toltecs have left us with many different ways to work with our plutonian energy, because they were masters of the dream state, which is what Pluto rules as well, is your dream state. And they are masters of the shadow energy, which again is another word for Pluto. So the ancient Toltecs teach us different ways to cleanse our shadow. And they tell us that in this time that we're living in, that we will and we must move through our shadow and begin to cleanse it, to heal it, to make our shadow our ally instead of allowing our shadow to control our lives. And this is what we have been seeing in the collective consciousness, in the manifestations on the planet, is a lot of shadow energy taking over. And so we are here to heal this. That's what we were born to do. So now is the time we see it. The outward is showing us the energy that is moving in the inward self. So Pluto moving into Aquarius is telling us now it's time for the collective to begin to do a collective shadow cleansing, an inner cleansing of the unconscious. So we're given these tools, and I want to share with you more about this. And because our time is quite short here and there's so much that we are going to discuss, I'm going to refer you to my podcast, Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, to listen to episodes 225 and 226 to learn more about the cleansing of the shadow exercise that we've been given by the ancient Toltecs. And again, you can go to my website at awakenthehealing.com, and you want to scroll down and you'll see the podcast player there. It's episodes 225 and 226 to learn about the sacred breaths. This is what the ancient Toltecs call the cleansing of the shadow. Now, they were of an oral tradition, so this was passed down to us just recently by one of the ancient wisdom keepers, who you can say is reborn in our times, Sergio Magaña. And he has written a book, Dawn of the Sixth Sun. And in this book, he describes so many things that I also encourage you to pick up this book, The Dawn of the Sixth Sun by Sergio Magaña, because it is for the times we are living in. It's a time that we must embrace our unconscious, begin to heal it, go deep within ourselves in order to bring forth our wealth. When Pluto moves into Aquarius, it is bringing wealth to the people, but wealth in many different forms. All of the wisdom, all of the powers, all of the magic that is within you is in your unseen. And you have to do the work to bring it forth. It's a beautiful time to work with this energy. So I encourage you to continue to work on and with the energies of Pluto in order to help them transform your life, bringing the body universe into your conscious mind, working with the unconscious part of you, which is your plutonian energy, that will assist you in your transformation process. It is an amazing time to be on the planet. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth astrology and discuss the Thunderbird Clan. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will now begin our discussion on the Thunderbird Clan. This includes the Elk, Red Hawk, and Sturgeon people. You are born into the element of fire, and this is where your powers lie and your responsibility to Mother Earth. Thunderbird Clan people are always glowing with radiant energy of the sun. Even if you can't see this energy on the surface, it is always at their core. These people carry the power to cleanse and purify, just as the sun and fire do. This power affects their personal lives as well as those around them. Just as fire has the ability to reduce matter to its basic components, so do Thunderbird people have the ability to break things down. They can get to the root of a problem so that it can be repaired or healed. Fire is essential to the transformation process of the soul. And so the Thunderbird clan has a great responsibility to assisting humanity with their transformation from lower dense beings into higher vibrating ones. These people have the power to bring change. They are full of energy, and when in balance, they bring this energy to any project or group that they are involved in. Thunderbird people are usually positive and cheerful with an inner glow. They bring a sense of warmth and joy to the people around them. Others feel their inner strength and are drawn to them. They make great counselors because of this. Thunderbird people are doers who are always looking for new things in which to engage. They always seem to be involved in beginning new projects. They are often leaders in action and in thought. They can easily take center stage to express the deep feelings that burn within them, or they can create a stage in which others can do the same. When Thunderbird people are in balance, they know how to turn to their inner fire to guide them. They can also use this inner guidance to assist others. It is common for these people to find it difficult to express softer feelings as they show their love in a more fiery way. And it can also be difficult for them to express to others why they think or believe the way they do. They tend to follow their inner guidance, and that is not always easy for them to explain to others. Thunderbird people are often the brilliant stars that push themselves into prominence by following a clever flash of intuition that opened up new pathways for them. These people have to be cautious of moving into projects or relationships too quickly because they have a tendency of burning out quickly. They can lose interest as fast as they became interested. So it is best for them to move a bit slower and really think deeply about their new adventure. Thunderbird people can be charming and witty and are able to make friends with ease. They have the ability to see through people and often find themselves speaking their minds before they think it through. They kind of hear themselves after it's too late. Thunderbird people can be as direct as the sun. They say it the way they see it, and this can be a good thing or a bad thing. But most people appreciate their directness, and others find their energy too strong, and this pushes them away. Since their energy can bring about a spiritual cleansing in themselves and in others, they can find themselves surrounded by turmoil until they learn how to balance their lives on every level. They cause others to see themselves, and this is not always welcome, but it is always necessary in order for change to happen. Thunderbird people often find themselves in positions of worldly or spiritual power. And once this has occurred, it brings about a very powerful test for their character. They must learn to remain humble and to stay in remembrance that they are only the vessels for Great Spirit to work through. Their test is not to become arrogant like the tail of the Thunderbird. They must use the medicine of their totems to stay in balance and to remember where true power comes from, which is from the connection that they have with the sacred hoop of life and the oneness with all things, which includes Great Spirit. If they lose sight of this and become arrogant and boastful, then they will get hit with a purifying bolt of energy that will make them less visible to others. And if they are really stubborn, then the energy will reduce them to their basic components. Now, this is physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. It's a humbling process. This is to remind them of where their power comes from and to always give thanks. this is what happened to Great Hawk in the tale of the Thunderbird. Now, the members of this clan are likened to the sun. They tend to be direct, warm, and penetrating. They bring new life to the things that they touch. They open new paths and bring forth new ideas. They have a special connection with thunderstorms and can harness the power of lightning. They can call the rain clouds and thunder beings to them, but they must remain in balance and spiritually connected to Source in order to do this. These people are recharged by the light and heat of the sun, as well as by fire. They can be balanced simply by watching a fire in the fireplace or sitting at a campfire. They have an attraction to lightning and the sound of thunderstorms. This can also recharge their inner battery, which is where they store this extra energy. Thunderbird people can use these energy reserves to heal themselves as well as others. They must learn to control their inner fire, as it can burn them up from within. If you are too intense, Thunderbird people, your fire can burn out of control. If this happens too often, you can begin to suffer from imbalances with your head, your heart, and circulatory system. This is a way of cooling and calming you down. But you don't want to do this in a negative way. You want to do this in a healing way by using the medicine of your totems. And as a member of this clan, you can also use the mineral and plant totems of your other clan members. Remember that the sun heals and balances you, and that you need to be around the sun to feel happy and renewed. To stay in balance, you must learn to temper your inner light so that it shines peacefully as well as steadily. You want to avoid the very bright flashes and where the light is almost going out. You want to keep things very steady, very harmonic, very peaceful within yourself. Now, infrared therapy is good for you, Thunderbird people, because that light simulates the energy of the sun. It will help to soothe your muscles and to warm you from within when you feel cold, especially in the winter months when the sun is not as strong. Thunderbird people have their major responsibility to all the aspects of their element, which includes the sun, the fire, and lightning. You need to always be thankful for the light and warmth of the sun. It would be a good idea for you to study more about lightning and how it heals and cleanses the air and the earth, as well as to study heliotherapy. This is the ancient knowledge of the healing power of the sun. This will show you how you are able to do the same, because these forces are within you. You are made up of the element of fire. If I could sum up your clan in one word, it would be purification. Just as the butterfly clan is transformation. You are the purifiers that have the power to remove all lower, dense, dark energies from people and things. You purify, cleanse, and then raise the frequency as you increase your own inner light. Now, this is important for you to know, Thunderbird people, that you are responsible for your inner light. And this connection is made stronger from the sun. You are very much connected to the sun. Now, if you find yourself a fair-skinned person who can't take much sun, it's good for you to be outside on sunny days, but find a shady spot, because you will still receive the energy of the sun that way to recharge you. It's very good for you to work with this energy. Now, as far as the energy goes with the thunderstorms and the lightnings, this is very interesting. And you do hold this within you. Now, in ancient times, and it doesn't even have to be that far in the past, but the ancient Native Americans knew there were certain people that carried different forces within them. And so this is why we are studying this as elements, because this is very strong within the mindset of the natives. They knew about the elements, and they knew about the forces that the elements held. And they know each person carries certain energies within them. Now, the rainmaking ceremonies are performed by the people who are born with these powers. You would be part of that group, Thunderbird Clan, who would be performing those rainmaking ceremonies because you have the power to bring forth the rain clouds. It's within you. You need to know this. You need to know this about yourself. And as you begin to move through your transformation process, you may find that you draw more lightning storms your way, or wherever you are, it seems to have more abundance of lightning storms. And this is because of your presence there. And as you grow stronger in your knowing and your purification process within yourself, then you are the ones who can wield that into being. This is very real. And because we live in a time where so many things have been forgotten and people think everything is a fairy tale, they do not know their own power. And this is why it's so important for you to be aware of your inner power that lies within you. This is all of you within the Thunderbird Clan. Now, anyone else within the Sacred Hoop of Life, which is all the other clans, we all hold this power within us. But the Thunderbird Clan holds it stronger. This is why this is their power. Everybody plays a certain part within the Sacred Hoop of Life. And it is through us all bringing our energies together that we then make up the complete hoop of life. And we are empowered. So it is the people, which is very Aquarian, it is the people that come together who embody all of the elemental forces. And in our knowing, it's the people who are working on themselves, the people who are working with their inner transformation, who will begin to develop these powers. And we are told this by the ancient Toltecs. This is the prophecy that in the time that we are living in, that we are able, if we work with this transformation, if we work with cleansing our shadow and developing ourselves, then we will develop powers that have never been seen on this planet. Healing powers that have never been seen on this planet. Because we're coming into the consciousness of oneness once again. And this is where our power lies. Our power lies in our unity. Our strength is in our unity. And that's very Aquarian. So I want you, Thunderbird people, to embrace the frequencies of Pluto, of the frequencies of Uranus, so that you can really increase and activate a deeper transformation within yourself. And once again, Pluto is 140.25 hertz, and all you need to do is meditate on that number, go into your meditation with the intention of moving through a deep transformation and healing process within your unseen self. Now, this is activating within you the powers of death and rebirth. So you may begin to have dreams of things. When you start working with Plutonian energies, it can activate your dream state very much so, and it will activate your dream state. And for those of you who can't remember your dreams, you must begin to work with this energy very much, because that's something that is very disempowering when you can't remember your dreams. And the ancient Toltecs teach us that when you cannot remember your dreams, then you are powerless in your waking state, because that is where you really create this world from, is your dream state. So the Plutonian energy that is within you is what will begin to move your consciousness. So when you start having these dreams of the past, and sometimes you'll actually start to travel and you'll be in other lifetimes and you'll see traumas or things that still need to be healed. And it's coming up because of something that has traumatized your soul, which we call soul traumas, that happen in other lifetimes, and they still need to be healed. So as you start to work with the Plutonian energy, this can happen if you haven't already dealt with that energy. But it's there for you to heal it. It's there for you to heal it. It's a great transformation, but it's very empowering. Another thing that will start to happen with the activation of the Pluto energy within you is that you will start to see more. Your inner eye, your third eye, will become more active, and you will start to have more vision. And this is a great gift from the universe to you. But again, it's because of all your hard work that you will start to tune into your intuition more. It will get stronger. It will grow. As you work with it, it will grow. And we have spoken of this before, that many of those powers are lying dormant within you because, first of all, you don't know they're there. Second of all, you don't know how to activate them. And third of all, you're toxic. So you're going to move through purification. And the Thunderbird Clan, this is a perfect topic to talk about purification, because these people are natural purifiers. They activate purification in mind, body, and soul. And so just think how powerful you will be when you're doing it consciously, when you move into your powers on a conscious level and begin to activate that consciously, your purification process. And everybody, whether you're aware of it or not, is moving through some level of transformation, because the outer is a mirror of the inner. The macrocosm is a mirror of the microcosm, and vice versa. So we study astrology and we study the outer world in order to understand ourselves better, in order to go within ourselves. And that is what the body universe is all about, is teaching us to go within ourselves. And so the Thunderbird Clan is a great example of powerful beings that are on this planet. You don't even know who you are, don't know how powerful you are. And through learning this information, it's just helping you, assisting you to grow, to become more aware that you're amazing beings of light that have taken on a physical incarnation. And it is your job to awaken to the truth of who you are and the powers that you hold within you. So now we're going to discuss each different group within the clan of the Thunderbird people. So the Elk people, you have the power of fire and earth. You are of the earth. And so this makes you more grounded in your fire element. You are the most stable of this group in emotion and are tempered by the cooling energies of the earth, as well as the time of the year that you were born. You were born at a cooler time of the year in the north. And this tempers your fire more. So you are the more stable energy, and you will be more masterful with the uses of herbology and mineral medicines. So this is you. You tap into the earth energy. You can channel earth energy. And so that makes you even more powerful when it comes to bringing in the energy of the thunderstorms, because you are truly rooted in the earth. So as you work with this energy within yourself, you become more grounded. Now you keep your clan grounded, Elk people, and connected to Mother Earth, because you all are connected. It's like invisible strings that bind you, as we all are. But within the clan of fire, you keep the other members very grounded. Now you need the energy of the Red Hawk to balance your heat. So work with the medicine of the Red Hawk people whenever you feel extra tired or when you feel yourself slowing down too much. You need the energy of the Red Hawk people. So go back and listen to the Red Hawk people and jot down their mineral and plant totems and begin to research those and learn how you can work with that, because this will help to raise your fire, get you moving more. And you may need this in the winter months, because it is your time to kind of slow down. Now, the medicine of the Sturgeon people will help to calm you. So that's the water energy, and it will help to calm you. So you can check out their totems as well and see when would be a good time for you to apply those in your life and to utilize those, access the medicine of their totems. Now, the Red Hawk people, you have the power of fire and air. Now, you are the most fiery in temperament among your clan. And that is because your air-fire combination is very strong. So your energy is fast moving. You are quick thinkers and can move too quick, even more so than the other members of your clan. So you know sometimes you need to just slow yourself down, take things a little slow because you are that fire and air. Now, you are masters of words. Red Hawk people, you master words. And so know that your words hold weight. You are fire, and fire is the element that helps to manifest. So be mindful of your words and choose them wisely to use your power to create what you want, because you can manifest very quickly. Be mindful of your words. Be mindful of your fire. You are incredible, powerful beings, Red Hawk people. Now, the Sturgeon people, you have the power of fire and water because you are of the water element as well. You can sway between highs and lows in your emotions. So it's very important for you to be conscious of that, because you can be very high energetically and then you get right down into the dumps. You're like, how did that happen? That's because you're fire water, Sturgeon people. You struggle more to balance these energies than the other members of your clan. You can have great bursts of energy and then experience lethargy or the lack of energy for long periods of time. So your power lies within the energy of emotions. And so you must develop yourself to master your emotions. This is for the Sturgeon people. Once you do this, you will become very powerful, but you must remember that with great power comes great responsibility. So you are here to help humanity learn how to deal with their deep, destructive emotions. And that makes you a great complement with the Plutonian energy. This is your season, Sturgeon people, to assist not only yourself, but others with this healing process. You must master them first before you can help someone else. Your clan members will help you in any way that they can. They are there for you, Sturgeon people. So also, I want you to access their medicine, go back and research and study what it is that they can help you with. Now, everybody in the Thunderbird clan, I want you to remember your power and never forget how powerful you are. You are here to bring the fire element back to planet Earth. This means rebirth, rejuvenation. This is the energy that you bring to people, to places, to the earth itself, and to the air. This is what you give us. This is your gift to humanity and Mother Earth. You're very powerful. So work together. Take time to research. Look over your elements. See how they can help you to your mineral totems, your plant totems, this elemental forces that lie within them, how they can help you find more balance in your daily life so that you can be of greater assistance to humanity in this time of awakening. We are all here to navigate the awakening, and it's going to take all of us to work together to make it through this. And that is the secret. That is the key. We all must work together as one. Tune in next week as we discuss the Frog Clan and the powers and responsibility that they have as members of this clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.